CSU New Mexico game has been flat out canceled. No postponing, nothing like that. It's done. So Colorado State was scheduled to play 8 games in the Mountain West Conference this year. Now it is down to 7. So that's a bummer. Saturday night just became open. Colfax. Everybody loves Raymond reruns, perhaps? Not a Raymond fan, are you, Cole? Got to give it another shot. I mean, Ray's always screwing up. Deb's giving him a tough time. They live next door to their parents. It's comedy gold. You'll get it. One of these days. All right, NFL power rankings are out. According to ESPN, Seattle is 5-0. They are number one, the best team in football. They've had the big injury, of course, with Bruce Irvin, but they've somehow been able to sustain that. They sustain a really good defense. And Russell Wilson is the MVP right now. At this rate, he's got it, right? 5 games in, they were on their bye last week. It's hard to go against this team. So, I mean, the Seahawks are number one. Kansas City's ranked still right there. I mean, they're number two, even though Pittsburgh's undefeated. But you know, you look at the Chiefs' schedule and everything there. They're 5-1, number two. They moved up from 3, so ESPN liked their win over the Bills last night. Pittsburgh is number 3, 5-0. Makes sense. I believe they lost Devin Bush for the season, though, so that's a tough one for the Steelers. Moving on to 4, you got the Baltimore Ravens, 5-1. They're ranked 4th. The Titans are the 5th best team in the NFL, according to ESPN, sitting at 5-0. Well, this is kind of cool, though. I mean, obviously, bad news that Taylor Lewan suffered a torn ACL, but we are going to see veteran offensive lineman and CSU Ram, former CSU Ram, Tyson Brailo. He'll be called upon to play left tackle. So, here you go, Rams fans. There's your good news of the day. It's a pretty down day for Rams fans. I mean, imagine. It's kind of like the Broncos, but, you know, if you're a diehard Rams fan, but you haven't seen a game. You know, at least the Broncos, we got to taste some football for a while, right? Then it was, okay, we'll take 2 weeks, and you still thought the game was going to happen. This one's done. It's just done. So I feel for you. You need good news. Green Bay Packers ranked 6th, Tampa Bay 7th, even though they whooped up on Green Bay. Tampa Bay's kind of still been a little inconsistent before I think we're ready to say, you know, because I always look at this, because, you know, you're obviously thinking, Colfax, I can see it on your face. Wait a second. Tampa Bay smoked Green Bay. Why is Green Bay ranked above them? Sometimes I think they look at this and say, all right, was that a fluke? Was that just a bad night for Aaron Rodgers? Was that just one of those weird nights? So, yeah, Tampa Bay has had more solid moments than bad right now. But, you know, you got to see Tom Brady's got to be a little bit better. He's still not, like, he didn't play great in that game. But so, I can see why they're at 7th. Buffalo dropped from 5 to 8. The Saints are sitting at ninth place at 3-2. Michael Thomas being out was tough. The Rams kind of turning their season back around, sitting at 10. They're 4-2. The Bears, the surprise of the season, perhaps 5-1. Especially switching to Nick Foles, they're sitting at 11. The Colts, Phillip Rivers coming back. coming back against the Bengals, I should say. They're 12. The Browns dropped from 10 to 13. 4-2 still, though. Even though Stephen A. is saying that all the receivers should run out of Cleveland. Listen, I don't buy into Cleveland. I don't believe in it. But they're 4-2. They've played much better than expected. They're much better than last year. Now's not the time to say everybody should run out of Cleveland. They got worked by Pittsburgh, though. New England dropped. New England, 2-3. That record looks nasty, but, you know, Cam's been out. You're giving them excuses, NFL, ESPN. You're giving the Patriots excuses. They're still ranked 14th. Vegas is 15. Arizona with a nice win. And the Dallas Cowboys are, you know, Jerry Jones said this morning, we're not in a feel-good mood around here. Well, high expectations yet again, and the Cowboys can't deliver. And I get it. It's different this year with Dak Prescott going down. But you had the best backup quarterback in the NFL, and Andy Dalton. And just turnovers. Zeke had a lot of turnovers, which he took full blame for. Arizona sitting at 16, pretty good. Kyler Murray's fun to watch. He's not always great, but he's fun to watch. San Francisco sitting at 17, Carolina 18. Miami, and here, Colfax, is our big story of the day. Presented by FMS Bank. Banking made simple. So, we're going to go. The Dolphins have decided to go with Tua Tagovailoa as their starting quarterback. They're going to go for it, even though, you know, Ryan Fitzpatrick has played pretty well, like really well. So I'm kind of shocked at this. They have made the announcement that they're going to give him the go, or that he will take over beginning week 8 against the Los Angeles Rams. Dolphins are on their bye week, so they figured, okay, this is a good time to do it, and we'll kind of get him going. His first start is going to be 351 days after he suffered his dislocated right hip. I'm kind of surprised by this. It's weird timing. Normally you see it because the journeyman quarterback is struggling, as we all expected. Ryan Fitzpatrick always does this, right? He's really, really good and surprising the world, and then he kind of falters, and then you go with your young guy. Well, that hasn't been the case. He's been playing pretty well. They're a 500 team. You know, they've had a combined score of 67-17. He had the seventh best QBR. I mean, I'm pretty shocked and kind of bummed for him. That's a tough spot. I'm excited for Tua, but didn't think it was time yet to move on or to be done with Ryan Fitzpatrick at that stage. So anyway, moving on. Dallas is number 20. They have some serious issues, and this was well before Dak. And boy, tough spot. 2-4. Chargers are 21. Eagles are 22. You haven't heard me say the Broncos yet, have you, Colfax? Detroit sitting at 23. So you have Detroit ranked above Denver. Denver is 24th. They're given the 24th rank, sitting at 2-3. Well, they're just above Miami or Minnesota, I guess. Just above Minnesota and teams like Houston and Cincy. So that's where the Broncos are at this stage. It's all against you at this point. And nationally, nobody's giving you a shot against the Chiefs coming up in the next game. First Advantage text line 31996, 31996. I want to break into this a lot more. There's a lot to bust into as far as Broncos Chiefs go. Vic Fangio called that offense a Star Wars offense, which is true. They have everything. It's like space when you're playing Kansas City. You have no idea what they're going to do. Their offense is very complex. But I tell you, as we start to kind of bust into a little bit of a preview here, you got to be surprised with the unknowns for Denver. I mean, it's been really cool to see some of these guys step up. Malik Reed is a guy. I was high on him last year. You remember he came in for Bradley Chubb when Bradley Chubb was down, so he was on the opposite side of Vaughn. Well, now it's the opposite. He's coming in for Vaughn. And he had two sacks in this game. And Colfax, I don't know, man. If he doesn't make that second sack, I don't know if Denver wins this game. It's 2nd and 10. He comes in and gets the sack and forces a 6-yard loss. It's 3rd and 16. So then you force New England. They end up getting 6 back, and it's 4th and 10. So, I mean, you put all the pressure on New England on that second down play. That's key. That's absolutely critical. Didn't it feel like that was going to be one of those games where the Broncos did everything right? They were leading the whole way through, just like the Chicago game last year. And then suddenly, a couple of bad decisions, short drives, turnovers, and the Patriots are going to walk out of here with a win. And we talk about the Broncos being at 1-4. But Malik Reed comes in with a dominating sack. Now, again, I like what Vic said. He's like, hey, our D tackles really, they stuffed up that middle part, so Cam couldn't step up, had nowhere to go but turn right, and then Malik Reed made the play. I have no issues with Vic Fangio as a defensive-minded guy. No issues there. I mean, you are turning this defense. I mean, Vic has gone up this year. He's done actually more to earn kind of my respect and admiration this year than he's done to hurt it. Because I know he's going to make weird game time decisions, or he's going to make weird clock decisions, game management decisions. But I always knew he's a pretty good defensive guy. This is looking really good. I mean, you have guys that we didn't expect to be studs right off the bat. I mean, Michael Ojemudia is tremendous. Malik Reed, again, those were his first two sacks of the season, but one of them's kind of a season saver. What does that do for your confidence right now? Hey, Malik Reed, you made a sack that essentially forced the Patriots to be in a third and long situation with the game on the line. What does that do for your confidence? Bradley Chubb's getting going. I mean, it's just they're overachieving at this point. I really believe that. And that's not to say that, like, some people think overachieving is a bad thing. Like, that's a bad phrase to say. Sometimes it is, I suppose. But if you're full of a bunch of guys that are rookies or younger guys or guys that weren't expected to start, Malik Reed came in as an undrafted free agent to the Broncos at the beginning of last season. So, yeah, nobody expected him to come in and be great. Shelby Harris went out on the free agent market and tried to get a bigger contract and couldn't get it, so the Broncos brought him back. They need to pay him. You're looking at Bryce Callahan. I kind of gave up on him playing at an elite level last year. Didn't play at all. Been a long time. Wondering what that's going to look like. He's playing outstanding. So, yeah, Josie Jewell. We gave up on him last year, right? It's another guy. Alexander Johnson. Is he just a high-energy guy, or can he play sound football? So far, I mean, we're seeing a defense get better. I'm not saying they're there. They're not. They haven't arrived. But right now, they're looking good. They are there. As far as a progression stage, they're not a top 10 defense in the NFL. I didn't say they would be, but I'm definitely impressed with what I'm seeing at this point, and I think they're only going to get better. Now, again, a huge test coming up on Sunday. If you can kind of Chiefs score 26 on the Bills, that's kind of a low-scoring game for the Chiefs. Chiefs have been great this year, but I'll admit, I've seen a few things from them that I've kind of made me step back a little bit. And wonder how good is this team? Still think they're right where they need to be. Seattle's looking like a complete team, and Russell Wilson's playing some of the best football ever. Yeah, I gotta be gotta be careful when you're making predictions here. I'm not gonna drink the Bronco Kool-Aid, but if you're getting Noah Fant back, you're likely getting AJ Boye back. There's a lot of guys. Maybe KJ Hamler gets back in the mix. So suddenly you're feeling a little bit better about this team. Yeah, that Patriots game was kind of a must-win. And we'll see what they do Sunday. This is what's crazy, Colfax. A year ago, all right, they start the season 0-4. Then they came back and they beat the Chargers. They beat the Titans. So they come back and they're 2-4. So they go up against the Chiefs. And that was that moment, right? They drive right down the field and score. And we're thinking, are the Broncos going to make this thing... Or excuse me, they were 3-4. Yeah, they were 3-4. Are they going to make this interesting? Are they going to maybe do the unthinkable here and be like a legitimate contender in the AFC West again? Yeah, then the Chiefs went off and scored 30 points and smoked them out. This year, you're in the same boat. You started off 0-3. You won two in a row. You beat the Jets. You beat the Pats. You find a way to beat the Chiefs on Sunday. You open this division wide the hell up. I mean, we haven't talked about this team winning meaningful games. Last year we were at this stage, Colfax. We were at this stage and we said, hey, they haven't had many meaningful games in October since Peyton Manning left. Well, then they have a meaningful game and then they lose it. So I should say they didn't have many meaningful wins. So this is a meaningful game. Can it be a meaningful win? And even if they lose, they still have a really good shot to continue with the recovery from starting 0-3. Should get Melvin Gordon back, too. I don't know what the ruling's going to be there. We may not hear anything till November. So use that running back combo while you can. You need it more than ever against a team like the Chiefs. Should be fun. Are the Broncos a playoff team? The Denver Post put together an article about Denver saying, hey, why the Broncos have a shot at the playoffs. I feel that way, too. I mean, I said this from the beginning. I like their schedule. Now, they did, as we know, they lost to the Titans. That's one I had them winning. I had them losing to the Patriots. So I'm kind of on track right now. 2-3 is where I had them. Now, keep in mind where we would be today. Who would they be playing? This would be the Chiefs game, is that right? Or would it be a different one? Let me see. We left this up for this purpose, Colfax. This purpose, looking it up. This would have been the Miami week, right? No, like last week would have been the Miami week. So if we would just kept going, this would have been the Miami week. So, yeah, I had them starting the season 1-2, beating the Jets. So they're 2-2. Had them beating. Oh, I had them beating the Patriots, didn't I? Yeah, I did. I did, Colfax. All right, there we go. Sometimes I forget. These schedules are all up and down, up and down. But, I mean, you got the Chargers and the Falcons after the Chiefs game. Those are winnable games. So, yeah, you could still lose to the Chiefs and go 2-4, and then you recover, and you pop out, and you're 500 before you go up against the Raiders, and won't that be something if both these teams can keep on that trajectory and fight in the AFC West? I think this division's the best division in football, and the Broncos have a chance to kind of, you know, really open this thing wide open. Because it's competitive. It's a lot more competitive. And, you know, the Chiefs look great, but I don't know that they're going to run away with this thing like a lot of people thought at the beginning. And you look at the standings on that AFC West side, and, yeah, the Chiefs are 5-1, but if Denver wins, it's a big if, I know. But you have the Raiders sitting at 3-2. The Broncos would go to, well, whatever the Raiders do. You could make this thing really interesting, folks. And the Chargers are 1-4, and they've played in just so many ridiculously tight games. We'll see if they can find ways to win with their rookie quarterback. 22 minutes after the hour. Before we break, let me tell you about Fresh Coat Painters South Platte. I've got the best idea for you. If you want a free cooler, free painting quote, and you want to meet the best painting professionals in the industry, call Fresh Coat Painters of South Platte. Just tell them you heard about them on KFKA or the whole show, and you get a free mini cooler. That's it. Just call 970-414-4131. Get a free mini cooler on us, on Fresh Coat Painters of South Platte. First Advantage text line 31996. 22 minutes after the hour. When we come back, I got our poll question. We'll reload that. Who's going to have the better hoops team in Northern Colorado? And more on Michael OJ Mudiah. Guy's going to be a shutdown corner. Broncos haven't had one of those that good, really. Oh, well, obviously Chris Harris Jr., but one that they brought up from the beginning in quite some time. It'll be fun to see him throughout the season. We'll be right back.
From UNC, CU, and CSU to the Nuggets, Rockies, and Broncos, The Hull Show is Colorado's sports talk show on 1310 KFKA and 1310KFKA.com. Dan Patrick, The Hull Show, and Colin Cowherd are on Northern Colorado's voice, 1310 KFKA.
Hey, this is Cato June, all-pro linebacker, Super Bowl champion. You're listening to 1310 KFKA.
Gotta love the Windsor Mill Tavern in the newly remodeled historic Windsor Mill, right there on Main Street. Love this place. You know, you want to get into handcrafted cocktails, an all-encompassing beer list, incredible selections of whiskeys and tequilas, and a premium wine list. Try to mix that together. Premium. Yeah, that's good. I think I'll have the premium. Tell them you have that. See what they give you. Probably something out of this world. That's the Windsor Mill Tavern. I'll give somebody a $20 gift certificate right now. Let's do that. Hook you up. You know, I know it's crazy times, but Let's get you going. $20 gift certificate to Windsor Mill Tavern. Caller number 4, 970-353-1310. Caller 4, you got a $20 gift certificate to the Windsor Mill Tavern. Dixon says Seattle's secondary is the worst in the league. Well, they're rushing. They give up like second least in the NFL against the rush. Playing without Bruce Irvin. I mean, they also are like one of the top teams in turnovers. 7 interceptions, 3 forced fumbles, or 3 fumbles recovered. And I think 10 turnovers or so. So, I mean, yeah, let's pump the brakes there. They're not the worst defense. Okay, you're saying the worst secondary. Well, they give up a lot of passing yards. I'll give you that. They give up some scores, but they create some major turnovers for this team. So, I mean, I'll give you that. But, no, I like Seattle. I think they're a great football team right now. Hard to go against them. I know. Dixon's saying it because the Chiefs are behind him at this point. Don't worry. You know, you're confident the Chiefs will take care of it. I mean, the Seahawks did beat the Patriots. The Patriots before COVID, Dixon. So you got to be, you know, you got to be willing to go there. I don't necessarily put a whole lot of stock all the time into who they beat and how the schedule looks. Not in this day and age in the NFL, man. It's hard for me to do that. You know, the biggest thing is, did they win And do they look like they have a model that's getting better throughout the course of the season? That's the big thing. You know, you beat bad teams. Sure, the Falcons are bad. Beat them 38-25. Beat the Patriots. That's, you know, Cam Newton had that first week, and they were rolling, and everybody said, oh, Cam Newton's back. He's going to be amazing. Patriots are good. Well, like, Seattle beat them. Beat the Cowboys. And listen, I know the Cowboys are a train wreck, but the Cowboys have had, you know, that Dak Prescott injury was bad, and I know that there's other things going on, but the Cowboys on paper should beat a lot of teams. They're not. I don't know what's going on there. But, I mean, Patriots post or pre-COVID, everybody said, oh, they're gonna threaten Kansas City. I didn't say that, but that's what the NFL was saying. I don't put a lot of stock into that, though. You want to say, oh, well, who have they beaten at this point? You know, well, okay, you see upsets all the time. I mean, you guys were ready to crown Cleveland last week, and they got smoked by Pittsburgh. I saw a post on Pittsburgh's Twitter account that said this is setting up to be one of the better Pittsburgh-Cleveland matchups we've had in quite some time. Well, that's 38-7. So does that mean Cleveland's done for? Does that mean Pittsburgh's going to be the Super Bowl champ? Not necessarily. No. Indy's 4-2. They were down for two to three scores to Cincinnati. They found a way to come all the way back. I've said this about Russell Wilson for a very long time. It might not be flashy the way they win games. Sometimes, you know, since that Legion of Boom is gone, but they find ways to win. You know, they really do kind of fit how Russell Wilson is. Russell Wilson, he doesn't get votes for the MVP. He doesn't get those kind of things because he's not that flashy compared to Aaron Rodgers throwing Hail Marys and, you know, Lamar Jackson running all over the field. Looks like a running back. And then Patrick Mahomes throwing out, you know, 50-yard passes and left-hand passes. It's not as flashy. But he gets it done, and that's kind of where Seattle is. I mean, you want to do the argument of, you know, who's played who at this stage. Yeah, Kansas City played the Ravens, smoked the Ravens. But the Texans are now ranked as one of the worst teams in the league, below the Broncos, mind you, according to ESPN. The Chargers are 1-4. You beat the same Patriots team that Seattle beat, but you beat them without Cam Newton. And you lost to the Raiders. So, I mean, if we're doing the comparison, you beat the Bills last night, all right. Well, Bills kind of got smoked against the Titans. Their psyche, you might want to check their psyche. You might want to check Josh Allen's psyche today. He doesn't sound too happy. I liked what he said, Colfax, I did. But, yeah, okay, we're playing again.
We weren't good enough. I was not good enough. I got to do a better job. It's plain and simple. I didn't play very good tonight. I know that. I understand that. This team can't afford to have me play poorly. You know, early on, just not being as accurate with the ball as I should have been, making the right reads, making the right throws. And we turned it on a little too late there, obviously. But yeah, you know, 16 and 17 points is not going to cut it in this league. It didn't matter who we played tonight. If that's who we play, or if that's how we play, you know, we're going to struggle to win games. So it is what it is right now. We'll learn from this. I'm obviously super frustrated with myself and how I performed tonight, and I can't do that to this team. So, you know, I got to be better. I will be better.
I mean, I like what he said. It's much better than what Kirk Cousins said. I mean, I like it, but he seems, you know, pretty dejected after a tough loss. Tough game. Pillify Dan, Russell Wilson, current MVP favorite on DraftKings. He's right now, I'm not going to argue that. Not at all. I'm shocked that Russell Wilson doesn't receive MVP votes. Like, maybe it's just, again, I'm not taking it away from Mahomes and Tom Brady and those guys that have won in the past, but Russell's just constantly good. I'd like to, you know, again, I'd like to see that guy win a Super Bowl again before it's all said and done against somebody that's not the Broncos and hopefully not a blowout. Dixon says 32 ranked defense and teams beat are 9-18. Yeah, but they're still pretty good. Pretty good against the rush. So, I mean, I always look at a defense and say, are you good in one area? If you're not going to be the best defense in the NFL, can you give me something? And I feel like Seattle does that. All right, 34 minutes after the hour. Read some more of your text when we come back. Let's get the latest on the local Sports Flash.
Hear Mornings with Gale, weekdays 6 to 9 on Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA.
Tuesday on Mornings with Gail, Professor Ann Hendershot, author of The Politics of Envy, on the left's scorched earth response to Amy Coney Barrett. Join us 6 to 9.
That's good. The last hour or so, things kind of heat up on Top Text Tuesday. You guys are, most of the hooligans, let's face it, most of the hooligans are rolling out of bed, 12 o'clock, you know, nursing that hangover or whatever it is. And then you just flip on the radio, start getting going there, and then you realize, oh, whoa, it's Tuesday? I was supposed to be at work. Well, whatever, I'll participate in Top Text Tuesday, and then might as well finish this day off. First Advantage text line, 31996, 31996. Did Sir Charles just lay the haymaker here, man? He just...
Dude, that's a contender for Top Text Tuesday right there.
It is, because we always like to make light of bad, stupid things that people do. Yeah. Sir Charles says, hey, just for the record, I'm a Bronco fan. I think it's so amazing, though. The Bronco fans are expecting them to have a great year. They won by kicking 6 field goals. You can't beat great teams by kicking field goals. You have to score touchdowns. Bronco fans need to pump the brakes, just like Melvin Gordon should have when going 75-35. Ah, that's pretty good. I like that. That's
a contender,
good.
Man.
That's a contender.
Wholesome text.
So, Sir Charles has 2. Does that get him the Nuggets gift package today? That's what everybody wants to know. And Dixon's fighting back. He's fighting. He was on the ropes, but he's fighting. NFL.com has the Chiefs as number 1. ESPN writers spending way too much time with Noob at the Den. Pretty good. Yeah. I love that has become something. I don't know why the Den doesn't sponsor this. Pillify Dan says, which gambling websites are you sponsored by? I need some Brady Hull Thursday night special prop bets. Well, maybe we should work on some prop bets. Maybe. But can we get the Den to sponsor that then? If we can't get you know, the gambling sites, we'll get the Den to sponsor that. We talk about the Den more than most businesses. Wow, and that's the hooligans doing. That's their thing. First Advantage text line 31996, 31996. Text KFKA if you're new to the show. Okay, you're talking about Seattle and how bad they are. They're like 6th or 7th against the run. I mean, not quite top 5, but close. And they're one of the best, you know, top teams in turnovers, I believe. At least the last time I checked. I mean, when you look at some of the best teams as far as forcing turnovers, I thought they were up there. Yeah, they're like tied for 2nd or 3rd or something like that. And the Broncos are way down there. Whew. They got all 3 of their. Well, they have 5. So they got 3 of them in the last game. Need to ramp that up a little bit. Yeah, so you got Cleveland has 12 takeaways. Tampa Bay, 11. Baltimore, 11. Colts, 10. Pats, 10. Seattle, 10. So, I mean, again, yeah, they're really bad as far as their secondary goes. Are they an awful collective unit as far as defense? And when you look at really good teams, most of the time, what did I tell you, Colfax? If you want to win the Super Bowl, if you want to go deep in the playoffs, you have to be a top 5 or at least hovering around there in a couple of categories. On the offensive side, if you're bad at in the pass, I need you to be good at running the ball. And maybe you're on the defensive side, you're bad against the pass, but you're great in between the 20s. Or you're great after the 20s, I should say. You're terrible in between the 20s. You give up a lot of yards, but you shut down teams. Now the Seahawks don't have that. They've given up a lot of points. But they can stop the run. And they can force turnovers. So they have some things that gives them a little bit of a boost on the defensive side. Dixon says nobody runs against Seattle because you can kill them in the passing game. You could set up your passing game even better if you ran the ball against them, right? Hey, they're undefeated. Dixon. I don't know what we're arguing about here. Seattle's undefeated. You can sit here and tell me that teams love to tear them apart and rip them apart all the time, but they're undefeated. They're one of the only undefeated teams in the NFL. If you get sponsored by the Den, you change your intro music to Free Ride. Sir Charles is in a mode right now. He's got the Nuggets gear in his sights. Here's Noob. You want to know how jacked up 2020 has been? If the Super Bowl wasn't won by the Kool-Aid Man and Kermit, I think this would have all gone away. New slogan for 2020. When all else fails, blame the Chiefs. I did hear that a few times. It's like the Chiefs finally won a Super Bowl and then COVID hits. Hey, Josh Allen is wrong. 16 to 17 points won't cut in the league. Just ask the Broncos. 18 is just fine. Dixon's... Oh, dude, what's your point you're trying to make? They're undefeated, man. The Seahawks are an undefeated football team.
Dixon, John Elway is still part of the Broncos organization. He hasn't moved to Seattle just yet.
Dude,
I don't know.
Why?
Redirect your hate back.
Whatever happened to the old-fashioned Dixon, who just liked to rip John Elway to shreds? But now it's Seattle. They didn't do anything to you, man. Who hurt you? They're the worst defense, 32nd-ranked defense. They give up the most total yards. Yet they find ways to make a few stops, to get a few turnovers, to stop the run. They find ways. And they're undefeated. I mean, what are we talking about here? Yes, I know that it's mainly Russell Wilson at this stage, and he has some damn good receivers. And they're liking, you know, overall what this offense can do. But, I still feel like this team, you, at the end of the day, you're talking about a team that finds ways to get it done. You know, they put up 21 points in the third against Minnesota. They can kind of turn it off and on. You've seen that. Dixon, you should know this. You've seen this with Kansas City. I mean, they held Dalvin Cook to 65 yards. I mean, this is – they're not – I'm not saying that they have a great defense. I'm just saying they find ways to get the job done, and they're not necessarily built around the defense, but they do feel – because they are, you know, what, number seven, number six against the rush – number two, I think, number five, as far as takeaways, they have some qualities on the defense, despite some big injuries. First Advantage text line, 31996. McClain jumping in. Russell Wilson has always been this good. This is just the first year the old guy, Pete Carroll, is trusting him. Yeah, I mean, when Russell won his first Super Bowl, that was the Legion of Boom. That was, we're depending on the defense. We're depending on Marshawn Lynch. And then it kind of phased out for the next few years. And now it's like you kind of see this Carroll Wilson thing turning into what the Belichick Brady thing used to be at this point. And, man, they're starting to build a lot like the Patriots used to. You know, I agree with you, Dixon. They got to get better defensively. I do agree with you. Pillow Fight Dan, I will not pump the brakes. Doesn't matter if we got six field goals or six TDs. We beat the greatest coach of all time at home after traveling cross-country to an 11 a.m. game. I never apologize for that. First win in New England since 2004. In 2004, I was a sophomore on high school killing what is that? What is that, Colfax? He might have something here if he can complete this text.
Tamagotchis.
What is that?
Those little fake toy Japanese pet things that were
all the
rage. You were doing that in high school?
Philip Fight Dan might have won because of that. I don't know. I was a sophomore in high school killing Tamagotchis. How far apart are we, guys? I don't even remember those things.
I would have been a freshman in 2004.
And you know, you recall?
No, and the Tamagotchis were from when I was like,
wait, I was
10.
I was a junior, and
I was very.
I graduated in 2005.
Okay. They're like a child's thing. I don't know what he's doing in high school.
It's okay.
Tamagotchi.
Pillow Fight Dan, you know, he's got to do something.
Unless like his sister's Tamagotchi was like messing it up for
him
or
maybe.
Something.
Yeah, that's true.
That's
a good point. Yeah. We'll give him the benefit of the doubt there. Dixon says Chiefs would be favored against Seattle if they played tomorrow. What do you think, Hulligans? Chiefs, Seattle. I'm taking Seattle in that game. I think. I would have taken the Chiefs at the beginning of the season, but I don't know right now. Oh, good tune. Who's winning Top Text Tuesday? You guys just came in like a hurricane. Came in like a wrecking ball, right? Isn't that Hannah Montana? We'll be right back.
It's a party in Northern Colorado's voice. 1310 KFKA. The Block Party, Wednesdays from 4 to 10 p.m. NoCo Now. Weekdays at 4 on Northern Colorado's voice. 1310 KFKA.
This is Jordan Davis from the University of Northern Colorado, and you're listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KFKA.
Another Tuesday in the books. You guys came on strong today. I love it. Working hard. Hey, Dixon throws this out. Elway sucks. Vaughn is overpaid. Pillow Fight Dan's tech suck. Are weak. And Noob drinks too much. Is that better? That's the Dixon we all know and love.
Welcome back.
Yeah, welcome back. We like you better when you're after our team, not Seattle as much. I don't disagree with Dixon that much on Seattle. I get that their defense is suspect, but they do have some good things too that maybe they get better, and we'll see. Who's winning Top Text Tuesday today? It's a close race here, but I really like that last one that popped in. Let's go with Pillow Fight Dan. Is in the mix now. Sir Charles was close. He's got to wait another week. He might win this thing, though. He is, Sir Charles has been strong. He's been one of the stronger texters in the last 3 weeks, I will say this. He is starting to raise his Hall of Fame stock, dare I say. That's going to do it for us. We'll be back on a Wednesday. Don't forget the big news of the day, CSU New Mexico, not happening. Good night, Northern Colorado.